For the first time this year and the first time in his career, Blake Bortles joins us live as our guest here. Blake, welcome. And as was it weird not playing on Sunday?
Yeah, it was. It was definitely weird sitting at home and watching everybody else play on Sunday.
Yeah. How nice was it to rest the body for a weekend?
It was good. You know, to get 3 days off and be able to recover and get some treatment was, you know, something, you know, I know we definitely needed after that short week.
All right, so I remember talking to Gus Bradley. He was very anxious to see how everybody would react on the national TV spotlight. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I thought it was similar to everything else. You know, I thought it was, and I feel that the rest of the locker room kind of took it in the same way and said, this is an opportunity for us to go show who we are and showcase what we're all about. You know, it just so happens there's more people watching this time.
Our top plays begin with a touchdown pass by Blake to Mercedes Lewis. That is our top play number three, Jeff. And boy, you get him isolated out there against a guy who's 6 inches smaller. Just fire it up to him and let him go get it.
Blake, there's not many guys that are taller than you that you can throw the ball to, but he's certainly one of them.
Yeah, he does a great job, and he's a mismatch on anybody that guards him.
Might have been, and Jeff and I talked about this after the game, might have been one of the best plays of Mercedes' career. Good throw, good read, but boy, he really goes up and gets this ball, and that's the key to the play.
Well, you could have thrown that ball probably about 4 feet higher for him.
Yeah, definitely could have made it a little more easy on him, but there was no doubt he was going to come down with it.
And you're starting to look for him a little bit, too, now that he's back and healthy.
Yeah, he really is. He's feeling good. He's moving around well, and we're definitely trying to incorporate him a little more in some things.
And the end of the game was a big celebration for the Jaguars as the victory was in hand, but Sanderrick Marks with that sack that put him over the 8 mark and gave him that $600,000 bonus, mobbed by his teammates, and just really was a fun celebration after the game.
Well, and he deserves it. I mean, he's had a fantastic year. Anytime a defensive tackle can get 8 or more sacks in a season, that's a tremendous job. And I hope he gave a little bit of a present to Chris Clemens on that, because a 3-man rush, Clem gets the pressure and then runs him right in the center.
Yeah, Clem definitely helped him out, and I'm sure there was a big dinner that weekend.
Blake, Sanderrick is the kind of veteran you want as a teammate, as a rookie coming in. He has displayed such confidence in you and said that publicly.
Yeah, he really has. He's been awesome. He's been somebody that you can go talk to as a rookie, somebody that's gone about their business and really done it the right way. He's a good guy to kind of lean on and ask questions to, and he's obviously playing well on the field as well.
And our Baptist game-changing moment is Jordan Todman's touchdown on his first touch of the game from the running back position.
Yeah, we're going to look at this play on film room Friday. And Blake, when you handed that ball off, at what point did you know that he was going to be gone? Because Jordan's got great straight line speed.
He really can. He made this guy miss. And when he stiff-armed the safety and got away from him right there is when I knew nobody was going to catch him and he was good to go.
And the fastest guy on the field on that play looked like Marquise Lee, because he came
exactly
15 yards behind to try to get a block.
Yeah, and Marquise even said he was having a hard time catching him, which doesn't happen to a whole lot of people. So Jordan must have been really moving.
It's one of those situations with Jordan, too, that literally every time you hand it to him, you know he could go to distance. He's got that kind of speed.
Yeah, he does. He has that ability. And, you know, he's done really well kind of getting touches sparingly throughout the year with D-Rob and Toby. But he really has done a great job when he's gotten the opportunity.
All right, so last week the whole conversation was about, you know, the mid-foot sprain on your right foot. And I noticed on game day you were out there and you weren't wearing your typical I look really fast cleats. you were wearing the offensive line boot style cleats.
Yeah, I figured I'd become a little more realistic and get away from the fact that I think that those cleats make me faster because it doesn't really matter. I'm not fast on Sundays on the field
anyway.
So I put the big clod hoppers on and protected the foot.
Did you have anything in the shank of the foot to protect?
Yeah, they put a steel plate under there to try and limit you know, the bending and moving around and all that.
But you did run pretty well and pretty effectively when you had to. Thursday night, you guys started slowly, but then I asked you this after the game. You got away from the script, you figured out what might work, and you really started to kind of take control of the game offensively.
Right. You know, I think you plan it and you go through it and you come out with a plan, and when that plan doesn't go like you'd like it to, you got to kind of resort to who you are and what you do best and try and get things moving and find a rhythm, and that's what we did.
At what point did you know you were going to play? Because, you know, I mean, you're questionable, but in your mind, did you just know all along?
Yeah, there was never a doubt I wasn't going to play.
One of the things that fans look at is a sack number, and the Jaguars have given up more sacks this year than they have in any of the previous 19 years. But you're quick to admit, as most quarterbacks are, hey, these aren't all on the offensive line. Some of them are on me. Some of them are coverage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the offensive line is the group that immediately gets blamed when that number gets up there. And it's not rightfully so. You know, at least half of them are easily avoidable and on me. And, you know, it's something that I tell those guys and make sure they know that it's not always their fault.
And you probably noticed that in those 50 sacks that you've been taken down, the guys that like to deliver the sacks hit a lot harder than they did in college because they get paid a lot of money to try to hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. They're a little bigger and faster, so they're definitely harder to get away from.
And this year, the Jaguars, including you, have sometimes started as many as 9 rookie or first-year players on offense. And it's been interesting to watch you guys grow together. And I know that that's one of the things that you've really enjoyed about this particular year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it really is a cool process to go through with a bunch of rookies and guys that are of similar age, and to watch, you know, each person kind of critique and get better at their game, as well as growing as a unit and progressing.
You guys are about to accomplish a feat that's never been done. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
If Marquise Lee gets 5 catches in this last game, you're going to be the first team in NFL history to ever have 3 rookie wide receivers with 40 catches or more. And certainly, since it's never been done even with a veteran quarterback, it's never been done with a rookie quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, obviously, Cecil being the only guy, really, you know, ace in his second year, but the rest are rookies. So they've done a really good job. And, you know, I think that'd be really cool for them to have as something to say, look what we did as a rookie unit together.